Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Oh, this day could not have gotten here any sooner. We've been waiting for today's installment of Silly Underdog Picks. Welcome into hour number three of Darren, Donick, and Chase. The gang is all here. We're live at Pete and Terry's Tavern here downtown next door to Bridgestone Arena, connected to Bridgestone Arena. Predators begin their season tonight hosting the Seattle Kraken. Darren McFarland, Chase McCabe, the commissioner, Willie Donick, is on site, and we say hello to former quarterback at MTSU and long time in the NFL, a guy that has figured out the NFL, as we will find out with the review, a guy that owns the NFL. He's the one and only Kelly Holcomb. Kelly, what's up?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing, man?
Big week. How are things over in Rutherford County? How are things at Riverdale?
Everything's good, man. Had a good. It's been okay. Had a good week. They just do so much, man. But we'll see. I just hope the weather holds off, man. I hope it goes north or comes later. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, they are. We are expecting some rain Friday night, right? Looks like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, some rain. It could be stormy, man. Because it's supposed to go from, you know, in the 80s to in the 60s, and you know, so it could be. I don't know. I just, you know, I'm keeping my eye on it, but who knows?
Okay. Let's bring in forever Titan wide receiver Chris / Dwayne Sanders.
Hi, Chris.
I don't want to talk to anybody right now.
Oh, you don't want to talk?
Really don't. I mean, I just really don't. I don't like Chase. I don't like Darren. I don't like Kelly. I just don't like anybody right now. I mean, what y'all said to me on the phone, y'all really hurt my feelings. I mean,
you were very talkative Monday night. I'm just confused on why you're not talkative today.
But I was saying stuff that was positive. I said, we're going to do it. We're going to win one for the Gipper. And you guys were insulting me. And I cried for about 29 minutes, and it hurts inside. It really does.
Chris.
But you said you were
I'm so mad. You don't understand. I am so mad right now. I was on the top of my roof. They had to call the frogman to come get me down because I was going to jump. I really was.
It prompted a conversation with Dr. Phil.
Yeah, man, me and Dr. Phil had a conversation, and he kind of helped me, you know, not jump off the ledge because, man, I was getting ready to do it, man, for real. That hurt so bad.
There was a couple of texts from Kelly to the group after the comeback started, you know, and all the text said was, uh-oh.
Chris, this is how I look at what happened Monday night with you. No, you made a big catch, and so you were a mouthy wide receiver. You were chirping. And Kelly leads you over the middle, and you go running over the middle, and a DB came and just knocked your head off, and that's what happened. And then you saw stars.
I mean, it was so bad. Because the game was late, and my daughter was upstairs asleep. I mean, I screamed so loud that she ran, and she's like, Dad, are you okay? I'm like, no, just go back upstairs. I'm having a moment. I mean, it was that bad. She was like, Dad, you okay? She was like, Dad, you guys said, just go upstairs. And I started screaming again. I woke up because, listen, come on, man. You're up 25-9 in the fourth quarter. Come on, man. I mean, listen.
It's the NFL.
Can't the coaches be considering and do something special to win the game for me? I mean, he didn't even do that.
Kelly, did I not say to Chris or Dwayne, whoever was texting, it was Chris, he was very, very excited early on. I mean, I almost used your word. I was like, Haas, pump the brakes, man. There's a long ways to go. Like, you are out there acting like this game is over where there's 55 minutes to go in the game.
That's right. It's the NFL, man.
Okay, honestly, do you think the Baltimore Ravens should have won that game?
Yes, the right team. Of course. Yeah. Of course.
I mean, I should get at least about 2 points for that game because that don't even count.
No.
Yeah.
No, that's incorrect. That's the wrong answer.
No points for a cover, Chris. All right, do we have this conversation with Dr. Phil?
Yeah, we
yes, we did. It's right there.
TMZ obtained the conversation.
TMZ Sports.
TMZ Sports obtained the conversation, and I was able to get my filthy mitts on it. So here's how that conversation sounded.
Mr. Chris Sanders, or Dwayne, what do you want me to call you, Chris or Dwayne?
I want you to call me Christopher.
All right, Christopher, let's get something straight. I heard you're 0-for in silly underdog picks. Is that correct?
Man, it's pretty bad, man. I'm giving him my all. I'm trying the best I can. And, you know, Chase barely had any points last year. He's in third. And then you got Kelly, who, you know, played for the Cleveland Browns. Woo-hoo. I mean, all that stuff. And then you got my friend, Darren, is supposed to be my real good friend, but he doesn't even show up to my games. I mean, what is going on here, Dr. Phil? I need your help.
Okay, well, it sounds like you're deflecting a lot of blame towards your coworkers. There's not a lot of self-actualization or looking yourself in the metaphorical mirror. So first thing I'm going to ask you about is your text exchange with your friends that you're in this silly underdog picks contest with. When the Colts got that big lead, I heard you were talking a lot of junk. Is that correct?
Yeah, I was talking a lot of stuff. I was like, you know, I was sending pictures up, dropping the mic, and, you know, I'm doing a dance in my living room, and, you know, I'm like, I'm going to sleep, and all this fun stuff. And then all of a sudden, you know, the frogman had to come and talk me from jumping off the roof. I mean, it just hurts inside. I mean, I gave it my all, and I gave the right pick, but your advice is not working, Mr. Phil, so I might have to go to Oprah. So what are we going to do?
Well, first off, let's not get crazy. I want to tell you two things. One, Mr. Sanders, don't count your chickens before they hatch. That's number one. Number two, I highly advise against picking Temple or UConn, okay? I think that might be a problem. And lastly, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. You need to take yourself a long look in the mirror, have some soul searching, and quite frankly, you need to quit crying and get your together.
And I'm going to give him all. And, you know, I'm not sad just about losing the games, but I'm just really sad that, you know, Darren keeps saying he's going to come to my games, but he hasn't come to not one, so that hurts. So that's all, Dr. Phil. Thank you for all your help, and I'll send you 25 cents in the mail. Thank you.
Picking Temple.
I'm going to be honest. If that feature isn't included every week, I'm going to be really disappointed.
Which is why I'm hoping Chris kind of loses so we can continue the bet.
Dr. Phil needs to have a piece of this contest the rest of the year.
I agree.
Oh, man, that was great.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know where to go from here.
It's good to know Dr. Phil is enough of a football fan to know that UConn and Temple aren't really good.
100%, man. But hey, it's a new day. We're going after it this time, buddy.
Okay, are you in the right mindset now? I mean, did Dr. Phil help a little bit?
I'm ready to go, man. I'm just seriously, in all honesty, that game hurt me for real. I mean, it really
hurt. I can only imagine.
You know what? We believe you.
No, for real. I mean, seriously, it hurt.
Oh my gosh. That was that was unfortunate. I mean, honestly, we're all in a competition, but that was gross.
It was.
By the way, the stat, this is not going to help your mood, Chris, at all.
I'm in a better mindset. I'm ready to roll. I got some good picks this week. So I think we're going. Let me guarantee you this. I'll be in second place.
Oh, no.
I'll be in second place at the end of next week.
At the end of next week.
At the end of next week.
Yeah. I don't know. I just made it up, but just make it just sounds good.
It sounds good. It's a good goal.
It sounds good. Thanks.
This is the stat they threw out, and maybe you need to do earmuffs, Chris. Kelly, I'm sure you saw this. Since moving to Indianapolis from Baltimore, the Colts have never, let me repeat that, have never lost a game when leading by 16 or more points in the fourth quarter until Monday night.
Oh, wow.
121-0. 121-0.
Wow. The Mayflower Trucks, 1984. Left town, Baltimore, and then pulled up in Indy. And since then, they've never flown a fourth quarter comeback that big.
God. All right, Kamish, let's review.
Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your commissioner speaking. It's time to recap the Silly Underdog Picks 2021 presented by Volunteer Hose and Gasket. Another great online performance by our listeners. How about this for the winner, Eddie Jordan?
Oh,
I was like, what?
Eddie Jordan.
picked TSU?
I'm trying to think. Wasn't there an Eddie Jordan? Am I thinking that played for the Nets, was the coach at Rutgers for a while? Wasn't there an Eddie
Coached
Jordan?
Coached the Wizards for a while as well.
Yeah, yeah. He played for the Nets when I was growing up. He's a good player. Played at Rutgers. Then he coached at Rutgers. And then some other players. Yeah. But this is not that Eddie Jordan, I presume. He hails from Pulaski, Tennessee. 49 points to take the title this week. So congratulations to Eddie. Now let's get to the insiders. Darren had the first pick, has the lead in the competition right now, trying to grow it. He went into the ACC and took Syracuse. The Orange, a 6-point home dog, as we get the fire truck going down. A 6-point home dog against
the undefeated. They're here to get Chris off the roof.
The undefeated. Checking on Chris. The Demon Deacons of Wake Forest coming to town undefeated, ranked in the top 25. And it's a great game. It goes right down to the wire. Syracuse ties the score at the end of regulation with a 2-point conversion, right? They score and get the 2 to tie it. They get the ball first in overtime, kick a field goal, so they have the lead. Then Wake Forest, Darren, take it from there. You're really not happy with this. But no, you should be able to do this because you're leading the competition. It hasn't cost you yet. But this is one to keep in mind if there's a comeback here.
Look, our new setup is in the Patron Platinum Club, and there is the closest television to the room we're in. We had it specifically put on Syracuse and Wake Forest.
And I'm guessing you're the only person in this
that cared
in this establishment.
Yes,
yes, that was
well,
watching.
And Chase
that game.
Was obviously watching.
I was watching.
Probably privately rooting against me, which I understand. It's a competition.
So the Demon Deacon Club wasn't there.
No.
The Orange supporters? No.
No. And Chase watched my mood drastically change throughout the course. By the way, the first half,
very quiet.
The Orange in control. You know, they were plugging along. And then Wake Forest made their comeback. And then I thought I had escaped. And Wake Forest won.
Well, they won also on a pass into the end zone. The guy makes a miraculous catch.
It was disgusting.
It was a great catch. And so Wake Forest is 6-0. They're having the best season they've had in forever. And Darren comes up short where he had the 6 points. He could taste it. It was in his hands. Chris Sanders had the second pick. He went with Arizona out in the desert, a winless team, looking for water, looking for wins. Against UCLA as a 16-point home dog, and they got smoked, 34-16. Chris staying with his philosophy, going for the big underdog, going for the big chunks of points. It didn't happen with the Wildcats, and that set the stage for Monday night.
They're still thirsty. I mean, they're still looking for water, man. They started off strong, they did okay, but man, they just got blasted. Thanks.
It's too bad. So Chris still looking for that first win, Kelly. Also had a very interesting game. He went with Arkansas, a 5.5-point dog playing at Ole Miss. Now, remember, those two teams were really in the spotlight the week before. They both got hammered by Georgia and Alabama. So you knew this was going to be a good one. Arkansas scores to make the score 52-51 on the final play of regulation. No time on the clock. They score. They decide to go for two. And they go for the win. It's right there. They don't want a wild overtime game back and forth. Interesting decision. And nobody had stopped anybody, so they're like, what the heck? What's one more play? They can't stop us. And Ole Miss came up big. And they got the job done. Stopped the 2-point play. And Ole Miss wins at 52-51. So, Kelly, again, you were like, Darren, you're right there. But no points for a cover.
I mean, I texted the group, and it was irritating. I'm cool with the 2-point play, but, like, you've got a 280-pound quarterback who just ran an option, like, two drives before, and he carried, like, 8 guys in the end zone. Like, let's do that again. Like, why do we have to sprint to the short side of the field and, like, have 11 dudes over there? I just didn't understand it.
That was tough. So, Kelly drops that one. Chase then had the next two picks. He went with, for the college, the oft-picked Cowboys of Wyoming, undefeated coming in, but a 6-point dog at Air Force, thinking, hey, Wyoming, they've made it this far. Let's get one more dub. And they were in the game, Chase.
They were.
Came up short. 24-14, Air Force beats them. So Chase falls. Were you okay with the pick, though? I mean, it made some sense.
Yeah.
Did you watch the game?
I kept up with it.
You did? Okay.
I didn't watch it. I kept up with it.
There were a lot of good games going on that one was going on.
There were. It was a good day in college football. But I kept up with it. In case anybody is wondering, Wyoming is a dog again this week to Fresno. So if anybody wants to pick them.
Even when they've been a favorite, they've been picked.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Just
somebody always seems to go. All right. Chase, then you turned around and went with the 49ers, 5.5-point dog in the NFL at undefeated Arizona. And give them credit, Kyler Murray and company, 17-10, a low-scoring game, which is becoming more rare these days. But the Cardinals stay unbeaten, and Chase goes 0-2 on the week.
Yeah, not good. Close, but no cigar.
Ben Kelly, staying with his philosophy, short gains, he goes with the Philadelphia Eagles, a 3-point dog in Carolina against the Panthers. Panthers had total control of this game. Eagles looked completely lost in the first half. Yet, the Eagles come back. Jalen Hurts runs for a couple, and lo and behold, 3 picks by Sam Darnold, and the Eagles win it, 21-18. So 3 points for Kelly.
He is 5-for-5 in the NFL this
unbelievable.
Year.
Never
had a doubt with the NFL. Never had a doubt.
You didn't have any doubt at halftime of that game? Did you watch the first half of that game?
I did not. I didn't watch it, but I kept seeing the score, and I'm like, yeah, I think Philly will come back. And you know what? I saw it, and I'm like, I saw it scroll on the bottom, and I'm like, did it say that they won? Yes. Okay, there we go.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
That's right.
Chris had the next pick, and you have heard the footage of his meeting with Dr. Phil. He had the Colts, the 7-point dog Monday night at the Ravens. The Colts, of course, so many Titans fans paying attention to them, hoping that they would continue to slip. Carson Wentz playing well. They're up 22-3. Ravens strike for a long bomb, miss the two. It's still 22-9. They come back and get a field goal, 25-9. Looking good. But then the Ravens, who fumbled on the 1-yard line earlier in the game, they start coming back. They score twice and get the two on both touchdowns. Tie it up. Still 39 seconds. And, Chris, you got to give me credit. I texted. I said, wait a minute. 39 seconds, 2 timeouts. Ravens really haven't stopped anybody. There's still a chance here. And sure enough, Carson Wentz gets them down there. But then Darren and Chase's favorite kicker, Rodrigo
Rod. Blankenship.
Blankenship comes out. Trots out there, chance to win it after a terrible penalty by the Ravens, a 15-yarder.
Terrible.
Where Kelly texted on the chain and said, that guy just lost the game for the Ravens. And I do have to give Jack Doyle the Hollywood award for flop hockey. You know, he gets a little cheap shot in
that's
there.
That's a veteran move,
and then
though.
He gives them the veteran move, and they catch the retaliation. That's the Terry Crisp adage here on opening day for the Predators. Initiate, do not retaliate. The guy retaliates. He gets 15 yards. But Rodrigo shanked it. Now, was he? I'm hearing he was hurt during warm-ups.
He's dealing with a hip injury.
And so how at one point they tried the other guy out. So what'd you say?
I said, how in the world do kickers get hurt?
It's a great question.
I don't know, but there's been a lot of injuries with kickers this year.
A lot of issues.
They just went to the sideline to the field. I mean, how do you get a cramp when you run on the field?
Well, you pull things, Chris. You know, you're kicking. So, I mean, things
soft
things
tissue.
Pull. Yeah.
They're people.
That's the term. There's soft tissue issues. So the game goes to overtime, and you know when they come out there to the midfield, the way the game's gone, the coin toss is everything. Yep. And sure enough, the Ravens win the toss. Colts have no defensive backs left, and Lamar takes them all the way down. They punch it in.
Up.
And the Colts never get the ball in overtime. So at this point, Chris, you know what happens from there. He gets the therapy, and he's still on the road to recovery.
Absolutely, but it's a new day.
It's a new day. The therapy's working. He's back. Today's Thursday. He's ready to go. So Darren had the last pick. He went. And last but not least, Darren had the last pick. He went with the Bears, 5.5 points, and he has dogged the Bears. Let's just be honest. The last 2 years, He has just shredded the Bears, what they're all about, why are they doing this, why are they doing that. The coach doesn't know what he's doing. They're overrated. And he takes them against the Raiders. And sure enough, the Bears win 20-9. Justin Fields at quarterback, Raiders coming back to earth, and it's the swan song, as it turns out, for Coach Gruden. So after 6 weeks, we have this as the standings. Darren with 8 wins and 47 points. Kelly at 6-6 with his tremendous run through the NFL, 24 points. Chase in third with 12. And Chris Sanders still looking for the first win. 0-12.
I only have 12
on the season.
That's it. 12.
You got 12. Okay. Week 7 is coming up. We'll make the picks after the break. Chris has the first pick, so he's ready to go. He's got the positive attitude. Then Kelly, then Chase, Darren with the wraparound picks, the final college pick, the first pro pick, and then on down the line. Remember, you can play online every week with us at thegamenashville.com. Silly underdog picks presented by Volunteer Hose and Gasket. We're back to make the picks for week 7 after this.
Oh, yeah, silly underdog picks. Remember, you can play along with us. You, the listeners, get 3 picks, weekly prizes. Go to thegamenashville.com. Who would like to go to the game tonight? Predators hosting the Kraken to kick off another NHL season. Call up Elijah and tell him, what a Kraken. What is a Kraken? Tell him what it is, and you can come to the game tonight. 615-737-1025. That is our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Tell Elijah Campbell back at our game studios. Tell him what a Kraken is. And you can go to the game tonight. There you go. That's all you have to do. All right, Willie, the floor is yours.
What is a Kraken? Okay.
I like it.
All right. It is time for the Silly Underdog Picks presented by Volunteer Hose and Gasket. Week number 7. Darren with a comfortable lead right now. Kelly in second, but he's giving a little bit of ground. Let's see how it goes. Still a lot of football to be played. And with that, we turn it over to Chris Sanders. Forever Titan.
Hey, I need a win so bad right now. So bad. Now, here, this is probably a game that everybody's salivating over right now. So I'm going to go with Akron over Miami of Ohio. Nobody's salivating. Nobody's salivating.
No, no salivate.
No, we'll have to dig for this game. Hold on. Give us a minute.
It is on.
We're on
it
Netflix.
Is on the streaming service. ESPN Plus.
Ah,
it
great
is on.
Service.
There you go.
Akron is a 19.5-point underdog on the road against Miami of Ohio.
Akron.
The Zips.
Hey, they've won 2 games this year.
They're 2-4. Absolutely. They have won a couple.
Yep. Let's go. I'm ready to roll. That's where I get my 19 points right there.
Okay.
And, Chris, I think, you know, it's a 1:30 game on Saturday.
Yeah.
You could drive up Oxford, Ohio. That's not that far. You can go up there and you can come back and be back in your bed
like
on Saturday night.
I don't like them that much. I watch them. No. I'm picking the game, but I ain't going to see them. No.
But can you imagine?
Zero chance.
Can you imagine the celebration? You could go out and celebrate with the Zips. You could go out to midfield.
First of all, what the heck is a Zip?
Darren, you've watched the Zips. Have you seen a Zips logo?
No. It's something we need. It's something we need to do with these picks. Zip along. So let's get going.
Darren, get a little antsy. He's got the lead. All right, that gives us the chance to move on to Kelly Holcomb with pick number 2.
Ultra line.
I need a poncho.
Okay, so I'm definitely gonna have to come out of my comfort zone now. I
am going to say they got a little, you know, they had a big win last week, a big comeback win, and they've got a little quarterback situation. So I'm going to say that Gary Patterson and TCU Hornfrog beat the Sooners. I don't know if it can happen, but, I mean, it kind of, you know, they're playing okay, so I don't know. We'll see.
I mean, do they really have a quarterback controversy?
Well, no, not really. But you know,
right?
You know how Lincoln Riley, Riley played it the other day. You don't want to lose the other one, obviously. Yeah. In the transfer portal coming up.
Check the portal. TCU is a 13.5 point dog against undefeated number 4 Oklahoma. And that is in Norman. All right, moving on. Chase McCabe with his first pick.
So I look at this in the competition. We're getting into the second half, right? We're close to the second half, if you really want to think about it. When I'm down, I need points. I mean, I'm in the huddle right now telling Sanders to go long. So if ever there was a week for me to do this and to throw a Hail Mary, that's what I'm going to do right now.
Ooh,
give me the Kentucky Wildcats over the Georgia Bulldogs.
Swing and a miss.
Number 11, Kentucky. 6-0 for the first time since 1950. 22.5 point dogs against the number 1 Georgia Bulldogs. 22.5.
This would be a game changer if this hits.
Yes, it would.
Indeed. Indeed. All right. That brings us to Darren McFarland with not one but two picks. He will have his college, and then he'll start the pros.
I started off with this team to begin the season and won. So I'm looking to get back on track in the college ranks. So I'll go back to that well again. Give me the Hokies at home. Give me Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech came up just short last week against the Fighting Irish. They are a 5-point home dog against the 4-1 Pitt Panthers. VT, 5 points in Blacksburg. Big test for Pittsburgh. They're putting together a nice little season. Let's see. This is a big swing game. That game can be seen on ESPN2. All right, Darren, moving on, NFL. Look at him. He's not sure.
I know what he's thinking.
He's got the whole board. He's not sure.
I don't love it.
No.
I don't love it. I mean, I'm tempted with the game here. I really am. But I figured I'd save that for Chase because I know he'll take him for sure. So you know what? I'll take his other love. They're just due to lose. Like, at some point, like, they're good this year, but they're going to lose some games, and it'll probably happen more times on the road than at home. They've been really good at home. I'm going to take the Patriots at home against the Cowboys.
How dare you?
The Patriots are a 3.5-point home dog against the 4-1 Dallas Cowboys. For those that might be new to the competition, remember, the underdog must win outright to get any points. You cannot get any points for a cover. If the underdog wins, you get the points. So Darren has the Pats. We move on to Chase.
So, Darren, I'm not going to take the game here.
Wow, you're going to leave that for
somebody
else. Okay.
For somebody else, even though it is tempting with it being 5.5 points.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with one that I think people may be overlooking. Geno Smith will be starting at quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks in Pittsburgh against the Steelers Sunday night. The Seahawks, a 5-point dog. I have faith in Geno Smith. Give me the Seahawks.
The Seattle Genos are a 5-point dog in Pittsburgh against the Steel Curtain. Each team at 2-3. Key stretch for the Seahawks. Can they stay alive while Russell Wilson's mangled finger has to heal? What are they saying? Like 4 to 8? It's like a wide range by how long it's going to be. All right. That brings us to Kelly Holcomb.
Mr. NFL.
Can he keep the streak alive? He has dominated the competition here.
No. Darren is dominating the competition. I'm going to take it. I am going to take it. And I hate to do this to my Buffalo Bills, but I figured y'all would take it, so I'm going to take it. I think Buffalo's really good, but, I mean, there's a lot of home dogs, which I like home dogs, and that's Monday Night Football. It's here in Nashville, so I'm going to take the Titans to beat the Bills. I hate doing that. That hurts my heart. But
Kelly Holcomb is a former Buffalo Bill. He is a former Buffalo Bill, and he's picking against them.
Okay, before Chris picks, I'm showing Darren. I've written down what I think Chris is going to do. So he can see that.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Chris Sanders has the final pick. Go ahead.
I'm going with Philly over Tampa.
Oh, tonight. Wow. Tonight.
Okay, I was wrong.
Interesting pick.
Oh, I thought you were going to take New York, right?
Nah. I thought you were going to take the Texans. That you were mad at the Colts and you were going to take the Texans.
Nah, I'm going with Philly. I think Philly's going to beat Tampa tonight.
The Eagles are a 7-point home dog against the defending champions, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. All right, let's review the picks for week number 7 of the competition. Chris Sanders has the first pick. He goes into the college ranks. Looking to get on the board, he's 47 points off the pace. He goes with the Zips of Akron. 19.5-point dogs against the Redhawks of Miami, Ohio. Will he drive up with Ben Roethlisberger and watch the Zips celebrate on the field? Wouldn't that be something? He says no. He's going to watch it at home. Kelly Holcomb has the second pick. He's in second place right now. He is 23 points behind the leader. He goes with TCU, the Horned Frogs, 13.5-point dogs on the road at Oklahoma, number 4 in the country, undefeated, very much in the playoff chase, playing the spoilers. Jace McCabe, 2-10 on the season, needs points, 35 off the pace. He's going for a big chunk. The undefeated Kentucky Wildcats, 6-0. 22.5-point underdogs between the hedges against the Georgia Bulldogs. Number 1 in the country, dominant, blowing everybody away. Chase is fired up.
Throwing downfield. Backyard football.
Backyard football. We're going to have a story if they win that game. Darren McFarland with the lead, trying to pat it at 8-4 on the season, 47 points. He goes with the Hokies of Virginia Tech, a 5-point home dog in Blacksburg against the 4-1 Pittsburgh Panthers. Then he comes back with the New England Patriots, a 3.5-point home dog after just eking it out against the Houston Texans. They've got the Dallas Cowboys coming to town. Big one up in Foxborough. Chase McCabe goes with the Seattle Seahawks and dusting off from the attic mothballs, Geno Smith, who looked pretty good coming off the bench last week. It's a 5-point spread as the Seahawks travel to Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers. Then Kelly Holcomb. He goes Monday night in the backyard over at Nissan Stadium, and Kelly Holcomb goes against one of his teams. Last week he picked the Eagles, another one of his teams, and they got him 3 points. This week he goes against his former team in the Bills. The Titans are a 5.5-point home dog
on Monday Night Football. And finally, Chris Sanders. He will take the Eagles. They won for Kelly last week. Can they do it again? They're a 7-point home dog against Tom Brady and the defending champion Tampa Bay Bucs. Remember, you can play with us online by going to thegamenashville.com. You make 3 picks a week, any combination of college and pro. Make your picks before Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. Those are our picks for the Silly Underdog Competition presented by Volunteer Hose and Gasket. Gentlemen, good luck.
Whatever. Whatever.
Don't mean it.
Chris, I feel really bad for what's been going on the last several weeks.
Yeah.
I've decided to cancel my plans, and I have cleared the schedule. I'm going to be at your game on Friday. Where do I need to go?
See, that's unbelievable. We are off this week.
Oh, no.
This is the only week.
Well, I tried. I tried. Yeah. I was going to be there. I canceled plans already.
Our JV team is playing. You coming?
I want to be at the varsity game. I really do, man. Sorry, Chris. Hey, good luck to you starting tonight. We'll talk next week.
I appreciate it, guys. Have a good one.
Boy, that's
Kelly,
too bad.
Kelly, that is just too bad. I really pushed a lot of things around to be there this Friday. Kelly, best of luck to you tomorrow. It's a big one. It is the big, big game tomorrow night. Hope you guys win, and we'll talk next week.
Darren, I appreciate it, man. And you know what? I don't feel bad for Chris, so sorry for him.
Kelly Holcomb, Chris Sanders, good stuff as always. Willie, take us to the break by telling us a word about Loan Pronto.
All right, Loan Pronto. Remember, they have the great deal out there. They keep putting the word out, and they are getting a lot of people taking them up on it. Because right now, if your APR is 2.75 or higher, they can beat that. They can get you a lower interest rate, which means lower payments for you each month on your mortgage, and that means money in your pocket. In fact, you can even skip the next couple of house payments if you make the move. It's the zero cross refi from Loan Pronto. Just go to loanpronto.com. You'll get all the info. You'll find out it's an all-digital process now. It's a lot less hassle than it used to be. Most loans get done in 2 weeks. So what are you waiting for? 615-499-5780. That's 615-499-5780. Or go to loanpronto.com. Ask about that zero-cost refi. They'll pay the closing costs for you. No junk fees, nothing like that. And you're going to be on the road to a better deal and saving money. It's a no-brainer. 615-499-5780 or loanpronto.com, equal housing lender.
NMLS 1661781, subject to lender approval. Not all loans eligible for zero cost option.
Back here on Darren, Donick, and Chase, we're live here at Pete and Terry's Tavern. Good little lunch crowd here hanging out on this gorgeous day downtown. Predators kick off their season tonight against the Seattle Kraken. Elijah, did you you got a winner, right? Daniel Wright.
Correct. Daniel Wright called in and told us that a Kraken is a mythical sea creature.
Yes.
Or he said a squid, a mythical squid-like sea creature.
Acceptable.
So, we'll take that.
A legendary.
It's a large. It's a large.
As you said, mythical sea monster, creature, whatever, however you want to phrase it. We will accept that. Daniel, thanks for listening. Good job. Daniel got it right, and Daniel will be at the game tonight.
Taylor from Fort Campbell on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com says a zip is a kangaroo.
Really?
Yeah.
Aha.
Okay.
Even if it's just not a zipper or just like the act of zipping?
Yeah, no, I guess not. But I guess it's a kangaroo.
Interesting.
In their,
I always kind of just thought, you know, we're zipping. We're the zips. We got zip.
That's
we got pep. We got pep. We got zip.
Yeah. I did not know that.
Nate also says, something tells me Darren knew Chris's team would be off this weekend.
Nate.
How could you think
I would do
that
to my good friend Chris Sanders?
You'd never do that.
No benefit of the doubt at all.
Chris Sanders? No way.
It really is too bad that that's.
It's a shame. Now I can,
they're playing well, too.
I hope I haven't ruined my Friday night. I canceled these plans. Now I've. I don't know. I hope I can get those plans back. I don't know.
Now you can go to somebody else's game.
Listen, if you're going to go to a game,
I know
Oakland Riverdale is the one.
I know. By the way, we're giving you a chance to win Predators tickets this entire month. All you need to do is post a picture that you're listening to the radio station, 102.5 The Game. Put it on social media, Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. Tag The Game. Use the hashtag TicketDash, like a lot of you, and I mean a lot of you, have been doing, and you will be instantly qualified to win. So show us your dash. Brought to you by Social Furniture. Shop local. Shop social. Any other texts that we need to read from our text line from Wilson County?
No, people.
Hyundai.com?
It does. I do love this, and it shows that our text line has built into what it has. But when we do these trivia questions, which we're going to have another one.
A lot of people answer.
In a few minutes. Yeah, they answer them on the text line, but we need you to call. We want you to call in and tell Elijah. Because Elijah's bored and lonely back there without us. And
we need to keep him sharp.
We want him to just have somebody to talk to.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess he could call Dr. Phil, but.
Well done.
Yeah, that was awesome.
A well done segment. thoroughly enjoyed that. I hope I don't regret passing on The Game here Monday night.
I thought about it.
To be honest, and then when Kelly jumped on, I'm like, oh, great. The guy who's been 5-for-5 in the NFL on picking these games took the Titans. And maybe it was just by default because we took maybe two that he wanted. I don't know. I mean, I like the Patriots pick. I think Dallas is due for a stumble. But I also realized that I had a chance to go out there first and grab the Titans +5.5. Here against the Bills, and it's not the spread. It's winning the game outright, and I chose to pass, and I'm wondering if that one's going to bite me.
Does it influence you at all that Julio is actually practicing? It looks like he might
track
the play.
I think it looks like he's – I mean, barring a setback, I think he's going to be suiting up and playing Sunday.
So the fact that you have AJ and Julio, you know, that could potentially be playing, I mean –
That helps.
That's big. And because it's a Monday night game, they didn't do a injury report yesterday. Today is the first day of the injury report. Things are kind of pushed back a day. So we'll get an injury report.
We should have thought more. I think we were run up against time, but you know what happened? Because we had Jeremy McNichols on, who was a great interview. If you missed it yesterday, I would recommend go to our podcast and listen to that. He is a really interesting guy. But the grumpy Mike Vrabel, when asked about Julio, is like, well, you'll get to see the individuals at practice. You'll see for yourself.
Please do that.
He was growling. He was growling. He was instead of just saying, yeah, Julio actually is going to be out there today. Could have been really fun.
Please.
But no. We got to have the grumpy Mike Vrabel. He was ticked off yesterday. He's in a foul mood. He knows this is a big game.
He's never in a foul mood. What are you talking about? It's always sunshine and rainbows.
I think I said this, though, this week. I don't have it charted, but I kind of feel like they tend to play well
when he's in the set.
They tend to do well whenever he's been in that mood all week.
Caroline called it sass. He goes, you know, do we really need the sass? He could have just said, yeah, Julio will be out there. You'll see him.
Yeah,
I think we're accustomed to the sass.
We're accustomed, yeah.
But
the growl.
3 years of sass.
But was it you that brought it up yesterday when he's just the sass? And that may be what you're saying right now. But,
yeah.
Like, the sass, it's kind of a good thing.
I wish I had it charted.
Yeah.
I'd like to know if it's – you know, just my feeling,
to win record.
My feeling is it results into good things. But if we looked at the numbers, analytics, and Willie pulls it out, and we're like, yeah, actually, Darren, that feeling you have is completely false. The numbers show that his sass has not resulted in a lot of wins. But I don't know. We haven't charted it.
We call that anecdotal evidence. Anecdotal.
I would just love one day, you know, obviously they practice and do everything during our show, but one of us to go and just look at him and go, so have you charted, like, when you're pissed off and the level of pissed offness that you have of how the team performs from that?
Do you think it results to greatness?
Because, honestly, I think he'd be so taken aback by that question, he might laugh at it.
Well, you never know. You never know.
Like, he wouldn't expect it, Be like, you really think that's a thing? Like, I do, actually. I do, especially when you're snippy with the media. And it's, you know, it's always the same people, unfortunately, for some. But it just, it's kind of a, you can measure it. And as the season goes along, I mean, even starting off last year, 5-0, he was, like, he would be that way. You would think that they started off 0-5 at times with how he would be. But
tell you what, it will be quite the atmosphere downtown where we are Monday night.
I agree.
I said this earlier. You watch Saturday night for this Preds game. If you're coming down here or you're just coming downtown, you will see Buffalo Bills flavor walking all over downtown Saturday night. I have no doubts about it. The mafia will be out.
The
I don't know if they're going to set up tables on the sidewalk and break them. I don't know.
You don't know? Of course they are.
On Saturday night?
Are you? Oh, Saturday night?
Yeah, I'm not talking about.
I don't know.
I'm not talking about tailgating Monday.
Sure. You might be able to find a couple on Saturday. I mean, they're going to be. What do we think? There's going to be 15,000 to 20,000.
15,000 to 20,000 for sure.
I had somebody tell me they went to the game a couple years ago and they thought it was closer to 50-50, which would be 34,000.
Well, because there weren't. There'll be more Titans fans this year than there were.
Well, we'll see.
You're talking about it.
We'll see.
Nah, for this one, there will be.
Okay. Well, that's. So, but my question is, am I going a little low when we put out our over under of between 15,000 and 17,000?
I mean, the place holds almost 70.
Correct.
And I could see the red and blue popping out on Monday night. So I think you might be a little low, if I'm being honest. Even though
do we need to up the over-under to 20?
Does Monday
20?
Night help or hurt?
Well, that was our guest Sal Sunday, was kind of saying he wondered about that.
Yeah, because if it's Sunday, if it's a noon Sunday game, and take the game and
yeah,
you can head back home, right?
Yep.
However head back home is, whether you're driving, flying, what have you. But Monday change that? Does it hurt
yeah,
him a
I mean,
little
you're,
bit?
You're probably you're taking at least
because
a half
you're
day
taking
on
Monday and Tuesday off.
Yeah. I mean, it's one thing to do a Monday and do a long weekend, but you're going to have to burn Tuesday too.
You're definitely burning Tuesday.
So it's a good point. But I think if you're looking at your team right now, we were talking about this earlier, being the best in the league on a Monday night on a national stage in Nashville, I think people are sacrificing and they're going to come. So I think that number. It's going to be a good crowd and a lot of Bills fans.
It should be sold out.
Yeah.
I mean, we should be talking about a sellout.
Yes. No doubt.
It's got Monday night football, two really, really good teams, and another fan base that's going to buy up a lot of tickets. So it should be an absolute sellout. I don't know if it will, but it should be. I suspect it will be, especially if the number's a little bit higher than we thought. You've got no excuse.
What's the weather forecast?
It'll be on the cooler side than what we've been used to the last 3 weeks.
Cold front's coming through
tomorrow.
Yeah,
this weekend it's supposed to be in the 60s for highs.
I like it.
But I haven't looked at Monday.
Fall weather. I haven't either. Let's see.
Do you want to ask Matt Saggio if he could tell us what the temperature will be on Monday? Does he know anybody
from our staff?
Can he ask? I wasn't sure where you're going.
Someone he knows.
72 is the high, 48 the low.
Okay.
On Monday?
Yeah, and so obviously.
But no precipitation?
Cloudy, or mostly clear.
Because we are going to get some rain, as we were talking about, over the weekend, but it's going to be through by Monday, we think?
It's supposed to be just Friday night and Saturday morning.
7% chance of rain Monday night.
What is it?
7%.
Oh, I thought you said 70.
No, low of 40.
7%.
7%.
I didn't know they did it. I've never seen a 7%. I've only seen 10, 20, 30, 40, 50.
According to the app I just looked at, 7%.
That's interesting.
Low number of 40.
7%.
7%.
All right, we'll come back. We'll start our weekly chats here coming up in about 3 minutes. We'll start it off with Elliot Freeman from Sportsnet to begin the final hour of Darren Donick and Chase. That's next.
What's up, Foos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me, about to get them, all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.